Hi, this is Susie Larson. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of Live the Promise. You know, shows like this are made possible because of your continued support of Faith Radio. To learn more, please check out our website at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise. And we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in today. Very happy Monday to you. Today is a very special show. And if you listen often enough, I've talked a few times about our Eve of Eve celebration that we do in our home, where we get around as a family and we look back and say, what did God teach you in this last year? What life lesson are you taking with you into the next year? And what do you want to learn from God in the days ahead? So this is what we're doing now with you, is we want to have this conversation with you. So looking back, I want to know, what kind of year was it for you? In fact, if you were to write this past year in book form, what would the title be? This is what we're doing. I've got a stack of really great books in front of me and a few of these Hershey's Candy Cane candy bars, which are out of this world delicious. And I want you, because you're my guest today, I want you to get on the air with me and just answer one or all three of these questions. What kind of year was it for you? Was it hard? Was it glorious? Was it kind of a mixed bag for you? What life lesson are you taking with you into the next year? And what do you want to learn from God in the year to come? I've got a copy of Lee Strobel's book, The Case for Hope, a couple of Francis Chan DVDs, one on communion, one on fellowship, a Louis Giglio book, The Comeback, one of Chris Fabry's novels, The War Room, Wayne Stiles' book, Waiting on God, Lisa Bevere's Lioness Arising, Matt Papa's book, Look and Live, just a great stack. Now, I'm going to assign the book to you that I think most fits you, but we're opening up the phone lines. Really want to hear from you today, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. If you can't call, you can email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Now, just for Grace's sake, to be able to process the phone calls quicker, maybe tell Grace what you would title your book. If you wrote a book about this last year, what title would you give it? And then make sure you hang on, because we'll get you on the air and you'll go back on hold after you and I've talked. And then Grace will get back to you to get your address so we can get you a book and a candy bar. Got a great stack of books, a nice stack of candy bars, and I'm counting on you to call today. On your mark, get set. The phone lines are open, 877-933-2484. Let's talk about what kind of year it was. You can even call anonymously. And one thing I want to try to do for you is find a verse for you that you can maybe hang on to that will encourage you today. Maybe I can pray with you. I'd love to do that. A lot of people have had a tough year. Some have had a great year. Life is like that. We're all in these different seasons, right? So I would love to know how it went for you. What life lesson in the midst of it all? What are you taking with you into the next year? 877-933-2484. Second hour, my friend Dr. Julie Slattery joins us to talk about love, sex, and intimacy. Obviously not a conversation suitable for young ears, but boy, does Dr. Julie approach it with such grace and with honor. Answers a lot of the difficult questions that many ask about sex. And so that's second hour. You might want to get your little ones busy during that second hour. Well, you've heard, we've been talking about this every single day, that Faith Radio, we are so honored to partner with Angel Tree, an amazing ministry born out of Chuck Colson's ministry, to reach out to children whose parents are incarcerated. And you think about all of these children this year who have parents in prison, who are looking around during this festive holiday season and feeling forgotten. And Angel Tree does this amazing thing. For $73, you can help reach 5 children with a Christmas gift, the message of the gospel, and a message of love from their incarcerated parent. Our goal is to reach 1,200 kids this year. We did it last year. We believe we can do it again this year. We just got a few days left in this campaign, and we're up to about 800 kids. So we got a ways to go, but we're super thankful for how far we've come thus far. So let's listen to an Angel Tree clip, but I want to hear from you as well. Tell me what kind of year it's been. I'm going to pitch that phone number one more time, 877-933-2484. Let's listen in to an Angel Tree clip.
Christina doesn't remember a time when her father wasn't in prison.
My name is Christina Allen. I'm 24 years old. My father was incarcerated when I was 3 years old for murder, burglary, and arson. And he's not scheduled to get out of prison until 2038.
But Christina did have someone she could count on. A mother who kept the family together and even organized anxious trips to the prison for a little girl to see her daddy.
The times going in to the prison, my focus was more so on going to visit daddy, more so than the strip search and everything else that encompasses those visits, because it's daddy, and no matter what, little girls love their fathers.
Daddy was someone Christina visited twice a year. Mommy was the consistent presence in her life, until just after Christina's 12th birthday.
I didn't realize how big of an impact my father's incarceration played until I was 12 years old and my mom passed away.
Now alone, Christina's thoughts turned to her father in prison.
Because I didn't have him there, I began to build up a lot of hatred in my heart towards him.
As a young teenager, Christina was looking for something, anything she could count on. That first Christmas after her mother died, there was a knock on the door, and she realized there was something that had been consistent for just about all her life. Angel Tree. Prison fellowship had not missed a single year.
It made me feel special inside. Every year, he would send me a gift through Angel Tree, and it's something I grew to expect every Christmas.
Because she had not been forgotten by Angel Tree, Christina realized she had not been forgotten by God.
I realized that God had never turned his back on me. He was always there to keep me safe from harm. I had to give him back the only thing that I had that was worthy, and that was my life.
What has God done with that surrendered life? Christina earned an MBA by age 22. With her husband, she launched an Angel Tree outreach at their university and their home church. But part of her will always be an Angel Tree kid. She still cherishes her favorite Angel Tree gift, a jewelry box from her dad.
I began to hold items that were near and dear to my heart inside of it. I kept the ID card that I took with me when I visited my dad. I also kept jewelry that my mom gave me before she passed away. To me, it was always a box that I could go to for small but great memories of my mom and my dad. Although they were gone, they still lived in my heart.
For hurting children across America, Angel Tree gifts confirm they are not forgotten. This Christmas, would you help a boy or girl like Christina know there is hope and a future?
Think about that. $73 will help reach 5 children with a Christmas gift, the gospel, and a message of love from their incarcerated parent. If you need more information on Angel Tree, you'll find it on our website at myfaithradio.com. So this is Live the Promise. I said that before. I'm Susie Larson. And where are you? I'm expecting your call because you're my guest today. I want to know what kind of year it's been for you. And if you need to call anonymously, please feel free to do that. I'll still get you a book and a candy bar. Want to hear from you. What kind of year has it been for you? Has it been hard? Has it been good? Has it just been non-eventful or more eventful than you would like? Love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. A quick shout out to a few of our listeners who called in for the great giveaway. You got off the phone too quickly. We couldn't get your address or email, and we wanted to send you your book and candy bar that you won from the great giveaway. Becky Swenson, she had a haircut, deposited her paycheck, was trying to decide where to make a difference, realized there were some elderly ladies right in the salon. Becky Swenson, that's you. Email susie@myfaithradio.com. Get us your address. Brian Funk, he has a parking lot ministry, and a gal would show up with cerebral palsy. You had a great story, Brian. We don't have your information. susie@myfaithradio.com. Mary from Madison gave $15 to celebrate recovery. We didn't get your information. And then Christine in Burnsville, she's a nurse at a hospital helping a patient who used to be addicted to hard drugs. All of you, if you could email us your information, susie@myfaithradio.com. Today we're dedicating the show to you. Just want to really look back. And why we're doing this is so that we can say, where was God in my story? Where did I see him? Was it a hard year? Was it a good year? There is something. There's a life lesson that God has taught me. I'm going to take it with me into 2016. God's been faithful. He's going to be faithful again. We want to look back so that we can look forward in faith. 877-933-2484. Teresa's checking in from Madison. Hey, Teresa, how are you today?
I'm good, Susie. How are you?
I'm well. So glad to hear from you today. Thank you.
Well, thanks for your program.
Absolutely. So tell me what kind of year it was for you.
So I think I would title my book as would be called Recovery and Hope. So I've had a year of many prayers that I've been praying for a long time, other people who've been praying for me with other things that have been life. I think things that are just life stuff. And so a lot of that stuff has happened in many areas with relationships, finances, lots of different things that have been recovered. And then the hope aspect would be just, you know, my expectancy of that's really what I believe that God will do in 2016. And I can actually see, you know, naturally people would maybe say, you can see the forest for the trees now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never given up. God's always been faithful. And I've just, you know, waited. And so I've seen that.
Beautiful. That is wonderful. So you're approaching 2016 with a sense of expectancy and hope that God will continue to restore.
Yep. That's what I'm doing.
So the book I think it's going to be perfect for you, Teresa, is by Louis Giglio. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. You should Google some of his sermons. Yeah. He's, to me, one of the best preachers out there. Title of his new book is The Comeback. It's Not Too Late and You're Never Too Far. That book is for you. And I pray God's absolute best for you in the years ahead.
Well, thank you, sister. And may he bless you and Merry Christmas. And I love your program. You're a wonderful woman of God. And we're just grateful. And I've actually heard some of Lou's stuff, so I'm grateful. So thank you for being a blessing.
Well, thank you for calling today, dear. God bless you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. You can call me anonymously. You can call me and give me your name. Either way, I've got a stack of great books, a couple Francis Chan DVDs, a Lee Strobel book. I'm going to assign the book that seems like it fits your story. And we're also going to send you some Christmas candy that we still have. 877-933-2484. Tina's calling, I believe, from Washington. Tina, welcome.
Hi.
How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. I'm enjoying your show. I listen every single day to Faith Radio, so it's lovely.
Wow, it's so good to have you. Tell me what you would name your book if you wrote a book about this last year.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, Becoming Obedient. That'd be my book. Yeah.
Awesome.
Also, Just Past Wounded maybe would be a book, too.
I think you might need to be a writer because those are some pretty good titles.
Yeah, you know, I have started writing a few chapters. God's given me about 7 chapters in the Becoming Obedient.
Mm.
But then he keeps giving me other chapters for Just Past Wounded. So I'll have to just continue praying for his timing and obedience to writing the book. So I do have some things on paper, but I'm so far removed from any writing people completely. So we'll see if that comes together.
So a couple things before I hear your stories. We have a writer's contest every spring that's pretty significant, and it grows every year, and the top handful of winners come to the station, and they meet with editors from Bethany House Publishers, and it's a great opportunity.
Wow.
Yep, and so you might want to keep an eye open. If you listen often enough, you're going to hear us start to promote that in the spring. And also, I'm going to be on faculty for the first time at Mount Hermon Christian Writers Conference. And to me, that's one of the best conferences, the Christian conferences out there in California this spring. So get yourself to a writer's conference. That's one of the best ways to get published, to meet face-to-face with editors and agents. Okay, so I pray that God helps your dream come true, Tina. Can you say a little bit about what happened for you this last year that you would look at your title as Becoming Obedient or just, what was the other one,
Just Past Wounded.
Just Past Wounded. Can you say a little bit about your story?
Okay. Well, you know, I became a Christian about 17 years ago. I actually gave my life to Christ when I was 8.
Hmm.
But then between 8 and 16, that journey led me away from Christ, and I was reborn again about 17 years ago. And I just, you know, dug in deep and just, you know, I was going to give it all my grit to grow in Christ, and it has been beautiful and wonderful, and I've had children along the way, and I've raised them in the faith, and I was with Growing Kids God's Way Ministry, and then I switched over when they were teenagers to the Legacy Institute in Seattle. And so I always brought resources into my home and lived it out authentically and as non-legalistically as possible. But my 18-year-old son has come home this summer saying that he is a homosexual. So it's very painfully unexpected. Yeah. However, this year has been wonderful. Every single day I'm walking in the Lord's truth, and there's a victory there, and everything I've done, it will come to harvest. And I have peace. Even though I'm nervous talking about it now, I have such peace that what I've said and what the culture is trying to rob, you know, it just won't work. Hmm. So,
wow, Tina,
yeah. That's painfully unexpected would be my year.
Wow. Well, I was going to just say we're going to take a break in just a moment, but I got to tell you, we had a couple of young men on the show a couple of years ago, and one of them, when he came out, his mom was brokenhearted and just, you know, really just, I think in his words, freaking out, going, what happened? Because they were raised in a strong Christian home. But something happened with her where she settled in, kind of like what you're doing, saying, I'm going to get what I need from God. And this young man said, I was clearly living in the darkness. And when I would go visit my mom, the joy in the countenance on her face from being with God, he said, I knew I wasn't experiencing what she was experiencing. And every time I encountered her, I tasted something. I wanted more of that. And that was her walk with God is what drew him back to God's heart himself. And so I think you're onto something there, dear. And I pray God's richest blessings. And the book I chose for you is Lioness Arising by Lisa Bevere. It's it'll put some grit in your growl, let me tell you that. So,
anyway. Oh, I like that. Grit in my growl.
Amen.
I like it.
Yes. Well, Tina, I hope you can join us with our writers' conference or contest this spring. And may your wildest dreams come true. God bless you, dear.
Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. 877-933-2484. What kind of year has it been for you? Got a stack of books and some candy bars to get into your hands today. Tell Grace when she answers the phone, if you were to write your story from this last year in a book, what would the title be? I'm just curious. 877-93-FAITH. Back in a moment. You know, he came as a little tiny baby in the womb of a teenage girl, but when he returns again, he will be king. That's why I love this song. He will be king. He's coming. King of kings, Lord of lords. And God wants us to live from a place of victory, not strive for victory, but live from a place of victory. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And Tina, I just spoke with you from Washington. We did not get your address, and I want to get you that Lisa Bevere book. So if you can, call us back, would you? 877-933-2484. What we're doing is taking a look back. I want to hear your stories. What was the year look like for you? And when you call, tell Grace, if you were to write this last year in a book, what would the title be? That makes it easier for her to transfer it over to me. And I've got a stack of great books, Lee Strobel, Chris Fabry, Francis Chan DVDs, some good books. I'm going to kind of assign the book that best seems to fit where you're at right now. We've got some Christmas candy bars as well. 877-933-2484. Tom's calling in from Fargo. Hey, Tom, how are you today?
Pretty good, Susie. My title would be When You Leave Egypt, Don't Look Back.
Come on now. That's really good. Tell me about your story.
Well, we left northern Minnesota for Fargo last year, and it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. And Fargo's good. Don't get me wrong. Fargo's good. But I had lived in this area where I'd moved from for 50 years. And so a lot of ties to the area, but the ties were not good. There have been many, many, many people have come through, and it's a very dark area up where parts of northern Minnesota. And I don't want to say because your show goes all over northern Minnesota. So, but anyway, it's God's brought us into this area. It's really blessed, and if as long as we keep our eyes on Him, He will keep moving us forward.
Amen. That's exactly
you keep,
right.
You get your eyes off Jesus, or you get your eyes off God, Jesus, and it's just like when Lot's wife turned around, looked back, took her eyes off going forward. She looked back. She turned to Salt. It's the same thing. Egypt is, when you leave Egypt, don't look back. I mean, you just follow Jesus.
That's right.
And this has been a learning year, especially for me. And it's been kind of a harder year, but we know this is where God wants us,
yeah.
My wife and I.
And remember, Tom, you pass through the valley of the shadow. You don't live there. So you keep walking, keep believing, and there'll be a time when that light breaks through, and you'll see why you're there. You'll see what God has been up to. And the book I chose for you is by Matt Papa, and it's titled Look and Live, Behold the Soul-Thrilling, Sin-Destroying Glory of Christ. I think this one will really rock you and encourage you at the same time. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Oh, you betcha, Susie. Thank you.
Yes, God bless you, sir. All right, we got Carissa checking in from North Carolina, 877-933-2484. Hey, Carissa, how are you?
Hi, Susie. I'm doing okay. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Tell me, what kind of year has it been for you?
Well, the book title that I came up with was The Story Isn't Finished Yet, Living on Audacious Hope in the Middle of It All.
Mm.
And it's been quite a year. I was actually trying to write an update letter just this afternoon that I try to write for my friends and supporters at the end of the year and hadn't finished it yet, but I was thinking about the year and just kind of looking at the timeline. And if you had told me last year, last Christmas, what was going to take place, I would have either laughed or I would have just fallen into, like, dread and despair.
Mm.
But thankfully, God doesn't tell us those things ahead of time because
yeah.
He knows our limitations. So I'm so grateful for that. But it's been an incredibly painful year with much loss. I lost my grandfather, and I lost a good friend. But at the same time, I lost a lot of other familiar things. I had to leave my family's home, my parents' home, after living there for 33 years because of my health condition. They found mold in the house, and I was just extremely sick. So it put me in a situation where I can't even actually go back into the home to visit them, and that's been one of the most isolating, painful things for all of us. And I ended up down from moving from Maryland to South Carolina for medical treatment and just been a lot of isolation. I come from a family of 8 kids, so it's a big change for me. And just wanting to let go of my possessions, my friends, my family, like not really letting go of them, but, you know, I'm not mm-hmm. able to interact with them the same way and find that Jesus is everything. And just I'm learning more to trust Him and more than I want to have clarity on what's happening next. Like what's happening medically for me, when am I going to get to see people again? And
I have to go. I'm so sorry.
God.
That bless your heart. We have a hard break here, but I'm going to send you Wayne Stiles' book, Waiting on God, What to Do When God Does Nothing. He's always doing something, but sometimes it seems like he's doing nothing. I think it'll deeply encourage you, Carissa. Thank you so much for calling.
You.
Bless you, dear. Back in a moment.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We're doing something a little different this first hour today. We're looking back at our stories to see what life lessons we're learning, how we find God in those places so that we can go into 2016 trusting Him with our whole hearts. So my question for you, I've got a great stack of books, a couple of DVDs from Francis Chan, the novel War Room, Andy Crouch book, Playing God. I've got some good books here and some Christmas candy bars left. So what I want to hear from you is if you were to look back over this last year and write a book about your last year, what would you title it? Give us a call, 877-933-2484. I'll try to pick a book out of this stack and just give it to you, and just in relation to where your story's at, what you're dealing with right now. 877-933-2484. And Tina, if you're still listening, calling in from Washington, you hung up before we could get your address. We'd love to get you that Lisa Bevere book we promised you. Love to hear from you. This is what Max Lucado says from his amazing book, Glory Days. Listen to this. About 2.2 billion people on our planet call themselves Christians. That is approximately one-third of the world's population. If the survey is any indication, about 2 billion of those Christians are chugging along on a fraction of their horsepower. Such sluggishness can only lead to weak churches and half-hearted ministries. What would happen if they got a tune-up? How would the world be different if 2 billion people came out of the wilderness? How much joy would be unleashed into the atmosphere? How much wisdom would be quarried and shared? How many marriages would be saved? How many wars would be prevented? How much hunger eliminated? If every Christian began to live the promised land life, how would the world be different? In Canaan, you do not fight for victory, you fight from victory. In the wilderness, you strive. In Canaan, you trust. In the wilderness, you seek God's attention. In Canaan, you already have God's favor. In the wilderness, you doubt your salvation. In Canaan, you know you are saved. You move from wanting to have to believing you already do. Canaan is a life defined by grace, refined by challenge, and aligned with a heavenly call. In God's plan, in God's land, we win more often than we lose, forgive as quickly as we're offended, and give as abundantly as we receive. We serve out of our giftedness and delight in our assignments. We may stumble, but we do not collapse. We may struggle, but we defy despair. I love that. We boast only in Christ, trust only in God, lean wholly on His power. We enjoy abundant fruit and increasing faith. God invites us to enter Canaan. There's only one condition. We must turn our backs on the wilderness. Just as Canaan represents the victorious Christian life, the wilderness represents the defeated Christian life. Much like Tom from Fargo said, when you leave Egypt, don't look back, keep looking ahead. Even if the season didn't turn out exactly like you thought, God is always good. His promises are always true, and He will always make a way for you. So what kind of year have you had? Let's talk about it. I want to get you a book into your hands that may encourage you today. 877-933-2484. You can call anonymously if you like, just like this friend checking in from Ham Lake. How are you today?
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm remaining anonymous today.
Okay, that's okay. Tell me about your story.
Well, it's been a tough year. Our son-in-law got arrested for molesting his 11-year-old daughter, and now he's doing an 8-year prison term. So we took the state, the county people took her in a protective custody and have had her in foster homes and in juvenile places and doing testing on her and all stuff, you know. Mm. So we still haven't got her back. But we took our daughter and the three kids into our house. We started raising a baby again. She was a month and a half old, so now she's just turned a year old. So it's like starting the family over again with a 1 year old and a 4 year old and a 13-year-old.
Oh my, I'm so sorry. How are you holding up?
Oh, it's a lot of work for me and my wife, especially her. My daughter's still trying to work part-time to make a little money, but she's not making a lot, you know, so she doesn't have money for anything. And, you know, so we're stretching our finances to try and, you know, buy food and diapers and all the other stuff that you need. And so my wife, you know, like, takes care of the kids most of the time, you know, especially if she's working and stuff. So.
Wow. So, friend, I've got this book, and it's fantastic. We've had Andy Crouch on the show plenty of times. The title of his book is Playing God, Redeeming the Gift of Power. And it's a deep and it's a powerful read, but it's really about how all of us have entrusted some power and a sphere of influence and how we use it. And he says that we got to answer the question, who flourishes because I have power? And, you know, God's entrusted something to you, as hard as it is, something probably you obviously never wanted, but I believe God's going to give you the grace that you need. And can I just pray for you real quick?
Sure.
Father, I pray for this friend and for his dear family. I pray, God, you'd heal his daughter, heal his grandkids, Lord God. I pray that you would do above and beyond all they could ever dare to ask or think. Redeem this story somehow, some way. Take what the enemy has meant for evil and turn it for good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Susie.
Yes, sir. We'll get that book out. If you can, hang on and give Grace your address, and we'll get it out in the mail, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. 877-933-2484. I want to know what kind of year it's been for you. Linda's checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Linda, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Tell me about...
Go ahead.
Tell me about your story.
Well, my story is waiting on God's timing no matter what other people think or say.
Hmm.
You know, because a lot of people like to give you advice and say, hurry up and do it because you're getting so old or
yeah.
It's been that long and all that, you know.
Hmm.
So that's my title is waiting on God's timing and not what other people think. It's been kind of a tough year with my family. I've been trying to set boundaries, and they're not liking it, and they're being mean, and kind of sad. It's kind of hurtful and sad, you know. So, but I'm waiting on God to answer prayers and things like that, and it's been kind of hard, but God has given me the strength.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's times when we have to break free from man's opinion. It's really an invitation to deepen your appreciation and capacity to love God's opinion, because his opinion is trumps all, and his story for you is your best case scenario. So as you just dare to trust him and to take your cues from him, he will lead you in the best way that you should go. And the one that I chose for you here is Francis Chan's DVD on communion. There's something so powerful about communion with God and intimacy with God. And I think Francis Chan is one of the finest teachers we have out there today. So I pray it encourages you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, God bless you. And you'll get some candy bars too. 877-933-2484. Tell me what kind of year it's been. If you were to write a book about this last year, what title would you give it? This listener wrote in, says, my year started off good, but my husband lost his job in October and has not been able to find another one. He's been unhappy at that job anyway, but also has been looking for over a year when he was finally fired. My book would be titled Destitute, as we're getting to the end of our rope. We've been trusting in God for something, as we know he's faithful. He was with us when we buried our daughter 5 years ago. I can't even imagine. And we had our healthy son 3 years ago. I know you're taking calls, but I'm at work, so I thought I'd try email. Well, first of all, dear friend, I'm going to get you this book, and I think it's exactly for you. I was saving it for just the right story. This one is Lee Strobel's The Case for Hope, Looking Ahead with Confidence and Courage. And I think it will give you the courage that you need. So that book goes to you. Thank you so much for emailing. 877-933-2484. Love to hear from you. As we wait for some calls, I see those coming in. We're going to play a short clip, if we can, from Owen Strand. We had him on the show a number of times. We get him on as often as we can. Let's listen into what Owen has to say about a glorious vision of God, especially when times are difficult.
When we are defensive and when we don't really have a plan for our spiritual lives, we tend to get bogged down and aimless. And the same thing happens in war oftentimes. You know, you think about various military conflicts, and the takeaway for Americans, for example, in the 20th century, is that there was no big plan after the big offensive. We didn't know how to play defense effectively and how to make it through the time when the advance was over. We as Christians, if we're connecting this to our spiritual lives, need a plan, not simply for the times when we are doing great, but for the times when things are rough. We need habits. We need spiritual habits. We need the disciplines, for example, to keep us on the right track. We need, most importantly, a huge, soaring, awesome, cosmic vision of God. And the way to see that vision is to go back to Scripture. A great book in Scripture to go to glimpse that vision of God once more is Isaiah, because God looms so large in that book and roars like a lion over his creation in Isaiah's prophecy. So if we'll have that kind of mentality as Christians, we're still going to get hit by the reality of sin. We are going to face trials in this life. In fact, following Jesus may actually increase our trials, not decrease them. Certainly proving true for many believers overseas these days in the Middle East. You know, following Jesus is not meaning that everything becomes placid and easy for you. But if we have this soaring vision of God, we can make it through anything by God's power.
Sometimes from a distance, those faith steps will look irresponsible. And there are times when God asks us to take these steps that make no sense to the watching world. And I'd love for you to maybe give some advice, Owen, on a good way to discern if your risky faith steps are, in fact, the most responsible thing you can do.
You know, that's a great question. One barometer is, are these steps going to draw you closer to God? Are they going to draw your loved ones closer to God? So let me just give one small example. You know, you might think, as a family, we need more time in the Word together. We need more time praying together. My spouse and I are doing fine, and the kids are doing fine, but we're not really firing on all spiritual cylinders as a family. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to step back in my work, and I'm going to work a little less hard, which is going to shock fellow Americans around you, and I am going to prioritize my spiritual life and my family's spiritual life. If we take that kind of step, to a certain onlooker, that's going to look strange and even foolish. But that is an investment that we are making in a kingdom of God sense. So we're taking stock out of the kingdom of this world, and we're placing it in the kingdom of God. And God will always bring returns when we invest in our walk with Him. If we draw near to Him, James 4, 7, and 8 says, He will draw near to us. I think the great need of our time, Susie, is for us to become less busy and more focused on God. If we'll take that step, then I think that we're going to see God invest in us.
So good. So I see Steve and James and Anonymous from Bloomington and Eugene, and I want to get to all of you, so be patient so I can get you on, all right? Steve is checking in from Sioux Falls. How are you today, Steve?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Thank you for your show.
Indeed. Tell me about your story. How would you title your book from last year?
Challenges of Change in Faith.
What's happened?
Oh, part of the reason I was inspired to call was because the caller he had a couple calls back was talking about his daughter in a situation of him and his wife are basically going to start raising another child. And I, don't get me wrong, I've been blessed very much with my family, and extended family are all in good health and good jobs and you know, financially sound and all those things that are important to all of us. But a similar scenario came up, and it devastated me. And it's good to listen to the show because, like your last caller said, you take these challenges on, and hopefully you work those things in this life, and hopefully we'll get rewarded in the next life.
Steve, bless you. And the thing is, God sees. Those are the things He sees. In this culture, we celebrate success and climbing up proverbial ladders, but God sees the stuff that costs us, that we do in love, that's sacrificial. Greater love is no man than one who lays his life down for another. And so the thing I'm going to give to you is a Francis Chan DVD on fellowship, and I'm just praying it comforts your heart today. But He sees and He knows, and Scripture, it says a lot about God's heart to reward those who sow seeds of faith, who love when it costs them. And I just pray that God will give you a glimpse of what He's even storing up for you in the days ahead. Steve, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
God bless you. All right, we've got James checking in from Duluth. Hey, James, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So glad to have you calling today. How would you title your book from last year?
I think it would have to be Becoming a Light in This Dark World.
Wow. Love it. What can you tell me about your last year?
Well, my last year, it's been wonderful because I married my beautiful wife in March.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's been, my wife and I have been going through a custody battle for my daughter. And just trying to raise her in God's Word in a Christian home when she's just been filtering in, you could just say, so much stuff from the world when she's at the other parents' home. And just trying to stay a light ourselves in the world these days. My wife and I haven't owned a TV for over 3 years. And I feel that's a blessing in itself, just because all the junk that's on there. And it's just, and we have two other boys, 1 and 2, and our stepkids, which are 18 and 20. Well, my stepkids, her children. that are 18 and 20, and it's just, she's the most wonderful woman and mother I could ever ask for. And she accepted Christ at 5. I accepted Christ at 33, and I'll be 36 this coming December 28th. And the cool thing is her birthday is the 22nd of December. Mine's the 28th. And we say as long as we keep Jesus and keep God in the middle, we'll always be okay.
Yeah, amen. And it's, as a reminder, you got that Jesus birthday smack dab in between your birthdays. How sweet is that? I'm going to get you the novel by Chris Fabry, War Room, Prayer is a Powerful Weapon. I just think you will love this. It will just amp up your prayer life, James. Thank you for calling. So sorry we have to take a break. Anonymous from Bloomington and Eugene, I want so much to pray with you and talk with you. If you're able, this is just a short 1.5 minute break. More with our friends, with you, calling in, telling me what kind of story, what kind of year it's been for you. More when we come back.
This time we've waited for the promise. All this time you've waited for my arms.
Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Really, some of my favorite guests are on today, and they're you. You're calling in and telling me about your year. What kind of year has it been for you? We've got about 7 minutes left to take your calls. If you were to write this last year in a book, what would the title be? I've got a stack of books I'm pairing with your story. Throw in some candy bars in there as well. 877-933-2484. So thankful for my anonymous friend and for Eugene for holding. Anonymous, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm doing well.
Good. Tell me about the kind of year and what your title would be.
My title would be Walking in Love.
Love it.
And it's kind of a first chapter in a long line of chapters that I'm kind of walking through, much like the caller that called a few people before. I am as well raising a grandchild and have one of my children is very far away from God. Mm. But, you know, as you said, he wouldn't give you something unless he knew that you could do it. And he has just been a blessing to me and to our family. And just my thought was when the gentleman was talking that if I could just, you know, encourage you that God does have a plan and he can turn things around.
Yeah.
And even though things seem horrible, they don't have to be in the end. And it's just those times that you just don't know how you're going to make it. Just dig back in, and he'll be there for you.
Yeah, you're so right. And he gives grace for the moment. I think we exhaust ourselves when we borrow that tomorrow's trouble on today's strength. But to stay in
yeah.
the moment and stay in step and not entertain those what-ifs. But you're both doing such a heroic thing, raising your grandkids. So the book that I yanked off the shelf for you is called The Listening Life, Embracing Attentiveness in a World of Distraction. Hoping that will bring great encouragement to you. And I just applaud what you're doing, and I pray God's grace would abound in you in the days ahead.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. 877-933-2484. We've literally got about 3-4 minutes to take calls. I see you, Mark and Rob. We're going to get to you in a moment. Eugene's been waiting patiently. Hey, Eugene, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for waiting. How would you title your book if you wrote the book in this last year of your story?
Last year of my story? Wanderer in the Desert.
Yeah? How come?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think I've lost my way. You know, it's my second year of seminary, and I had to take a hiatus because I just don't feel I was giving it my all, 150% of what I could give. And, you know, my spiritual walk with God has not been where I think it should be.
Hmm.
And, you know, my family life is not bad, but it's not as good as I know God would want it to be. You know, as far as daily struggles and so forth, you know, God has blessed my wife and I with, you know, 6 children and two jobs apiece, you know, but he still feels like it's not where he wants us to be, you know.
Oh, yep. Eugene, you know what? I'm going to...
administrator at my church and trustee and all that, but it's just, I feel like I'm struggling. It's not where God wants me to be.
I appreciate your honesty. I'm going to give you the book from John Ferguson. He and his brother are pastors. They wrote a fantastic book titled Finding Your Way Back to God. And it isn't just for the wanderers. It's for all of us who just start to feel like we're maybe in a place of inertia or on the fringes, and we want to get back into that center place of soul refreshment where we walk with God. Mark and Rob, hang in there. I think I can get to you before the end of the show, but I want to pray for Eugene. Lord, I just pray for Eugene, my dear brother. I pray you'd fill his sails again, Father, with the wind of your spirit. I pray that you'd show him anything in his life that's just draining his strength, whether it's thought processes or any indulgences that are just weakening him. God, I pray he'd lose his taste for anything less than the best that you have for him. I pray, God, for fresh vision for this next year. I pray you'd encourage him. I pray you bring people in his life to speak a word of truth and encouragement to him that would put a spring in his step and a fire in his belly. I thank you, Lord, you've called him and you are equipping him and you'll give him what he needs for the days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, thank you.
Yes, dear brother, thank you for calling today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob is checking in from Richfield. Rob, thanks for holding. How are you today?
Pretty well, Susie. Thank you.
Yes. Tell me how you would title your book if you wrote a book on this last year.
It would have to be Keeping My Hand in His.
Oh, that's good. What? Give me one. Give me just a little bit more. I think I know what book I'm going to give to you.
Well, it's just a tough year, and just trying to do the next thing he has in front of me, in the middle of some foreclosure related to my home. I lost a job this month, and we lost our oldest sister in the last month, too.
Oh, my goodness.
So just a lot of things that, you know, just makes it's a spiritual battle, and it makes it tough. And the good news in all of that, he has spoken very clearly, as I say, words of encouragement to others, that he just has continually said, just do the next thing that I put in front of you.
Yes.
Don't make tomorrow, today, or anything beyond that, just the next thing in front of you.
That's so good. So I'm looking at what I have left, and none of these fit. So I'm going to go on a hunt on our Faith Radio shelf and find you a book to fit. I made some notes here. I'm going to find you a book, and we'll get it out to you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. God bless you, and I pray you just sense his grace wrapping you up in the days ahead. Rob, hang in there. It will get better.
Thanks, Susie.
Thank you. Okay, Mark, we literally have about 20 seconds, so tell me what your title would be.
Mine would be On a Mission.
On a Mission. I love that. I think I already know what book we're going to give to you. How about Playing God by Andy Crouch, Redeeming the Gift of Power?
Sounds good. I'm a missionary in Ukraine, been there for 22 years.
Wow.
I'm back this year on furlough, and Lord has just used the life of Paul in Acts 27 with the thoughts of believing God and caring for people.
That is amazing. This book is perfect for you just because you have a sense of that God has entrusted to you a sphere of influence, and I think you're going to be very challenged and blessed by it. Thank you for calling in.
God bless you, Susie. Have a Merry Christmas.
And you too, sir. Thanks so much. Okay, we went right up to the second here. We're going to be back with Hour 2 in just a moment, talking to my friend Dr. Julie Slattery. Just a reminder, this next hour conversation is about love, sex, and intimacy. All stuff you don't want your toddler probably to hear, but it's going to be good conversation. Dr. Julie Slattery is a good friend of mine. Thank you for your calls, and I just wish and pray for you the best Christmas holiday season ever, and a fresh sense of what God is saying to you in this year ahead. His grace is with you. May it abound in you. Don't go away. Hour 2 is up next.